to you. You were born with power.
All of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel the brother. Talk to the sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown, and we have much, much, much to talk about. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And don't forget that the show is archived at whiterosesociety.org. That's whiterosesociety.org. If you've missed an hour, you can go get an hour because you don't want to miss an hour. So get on over to whiterosesociety.org, and also you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. For the past decade or so, health experts of a conservative Republican bent have been saying, you know what? What we need is consumer-driven insurance plans, because they would cut costs to consumers and help drive down inflation and the cost of medical expenses. So this Congress changed the laws. And one of the consequences, some would say casualty, of the changing the law with this philosophy of the Republicans is this thing called the donut hole. The Medicare donut hole. Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that and some other things too, as we are joined this morning for our weekly discussion. Claire McCaskill is joining us. Claire McCaskill, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm great.
Very good. Claire, I know you're joining us by phone today because you're in the midst of traveling, but can we jump right into this whole Medicare donut hole thing, because it's really looming out there.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. I mean, what has really happened with donut hole is that people began to get used to the idea that they were getting benefit with Medicare Part D, and seniors all over Missouri are showing up to get their medicine and being told, you've got to pay the full boat now because you've hit the donut hole. And it means that they're going to have to spend thousands of dollars out of pocket before they will then get another benefit from the government. It was a way it really is almost like telling people we're going to help you and then saying, well, never mind. Well, it can help you for a little while.
And then to get our help, with, you've got to spend about $5,000 to get our help again.
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly right.
And we have to take a quick break here, Claire. This is Liz Brown talking to Claire McCaskill. We're discussing this race coming up, the senatorial race in the state of Missouri. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me while we take a break.
This hour's portion of the Wake Up Call is sponsored by the committee to elect Claire McCaskill, Sanctuary Treasurer.
Are you burdened by the heavy load of life? Then be listening every Thursday night at 8 for the Prayer, Praise, and Worship broadcast presented by Bishop Stephen Hamilton of the Emmanuel Christian Church. Each week, Bishop Hamilton brings you inspirational messages to help you make another day's journey. That's Prayer, Praise, and Worship, brought to you by the Emmanuel Christian Church of St. Louis, every Thursday night at 8, here on AM 920 WGNU.
The Show Me Missouri Fish Mobile Aquarium is rolling through town again. Check it out at Westfield Crestwood during regular mall hours from Thursday through Sunday. The aquarium is ideal for fishing demonstrations and aquatic education seminars. For more info, visit mdc.mo.gov/fish/kids/mobile-aqua. Aquatic news to you from WGNU.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs. Do you need a lawyer, a caring lawyer who listens to you? Well, call Earlene McAllister Thomas, 454-1811, for divorce, child support, child custody, criminal defense, accident, workers' comp, name change, or traffic case. Call Earlene Thomas. She's an excellent trial attorney and an aggressive advocate. 454-1811. Don't forget, always check your deck.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
This portion of the Wake-Up Call is sponsored by the committee to elect Claire McCaskill, Sanctuary Treasurer.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My guest this hour is Claire McCaskill. We're talking about the senatorial race. And Claire, welcome back.
Thank you, Liz.
So we know that this donut hole is going to take effect. What's the date it's going to take effect?
Well, the date for the average recipient of Medicare is in fact already, it's September 22nd. So it's already, it's here. And there will be some that won't hit the donut hole until a few weeks later. Some who don't need a lot of drugs may never hit the donut hole. But for the people who really have to spend a lot of money on medicine, the average recipient is in the donut hole now.
And I guess my question is that does this donut hole have to exist?
Well, no, it absolutely doesn't have to exist. I mean, here's what happened, Liz. When this bill was written by the big drug companies, back in 2002, when Senator Talent ran for the Senate, there was a series of ads on television that people watched about how he was going to do something about prescription drugs, and it was paid for by the United Seniors Association. Well, if you look up who the United Seniors Association is, you'll find that that is pharma, which is the lobbying arm of the big drug companies. So they came in here and bought hundreds and hundreds and thousands of ads for Senator Talent during his campaign, and people really understand that this wasn't a seniors group. This was a pharmaceutical lobbying group that was saying vote for Jim Talent. So, you know, when they passed the bill, it actually was written by the big drug companies, and you're not going to believe what they put in it. They put in legislation that actually required the government to not negotiate for lower prices. Believe it or not, it actually says that we cannot negotiate for lower prices with drug companies based on bulk purchasing. I mean, this legislation was written to protect them. It was written to make them profits. It was written by them. The guy who actually wrote it in the House, now this is really what's unbelievable, Representative Billy Tauzin, he was the person who pushed this through in the House. He resigned from Congress after it passed, and guess who he's working for?
The pharmaceuticals.
Pharma, making $2 million a year. So they rewarded him for what he did, and meanwhile, we can get much less expensive drugs for everyone just by negotiating lower prices. That's one of the first things we're going to do when we get in, is to amend that law so that we can negotiate for lower prices.
And the number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Claire, there's a lot of background noise there. Where are you off to?
Well, I'm actually with my daughter in New York, taking her on a college visit, Liz. She's a senior in high school, and she's picked out a school that she wants to try to go to, and we are up here visiting that college this morning, and I'm trying to move from place to place and also visit with you. I apologize for the background noise.
No, that is irritating. I just wanted people to know where you were. And since you're there with your daughter and you're headed out looking at colleges, can we talk about, I know that your daughter has this opportunity, but a lot of people aren't going to have an opportunity for to get college educations because of the cuts that have been taking place during the time that Jim Talent has been in office. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely. We have cut Pell Grants we have cut funds for college education for the first time in our nation's history. Senator Talent cast the deciding vote on a budget bill that actually was more worried about tax breaks for multimillionaires than college loans and grants for students. It's unbelievable.
Well, wait a minute.
What happened?
Wait a minute, Claire. He cast the deciding vote?
Yes. It passed by one vote. The budget that they passed, that in fact did this, passed by only one vote. And so he was the deciding vote. Had he voted differently, we would have had a situation where we wouldn't have the cuts to Pell Grants, the cuts to college loans, and now what we're facing is, for the first time in our history, we're saying we think tax breaks for wealthy people are more important than college loans for kids all over this country that need to go to college.
And this is not just what Jim Talent thinks, but this is the ideology and the philosophy of his whole party.
That's absolutely right. I mean, this administration is all about taking care of the very, very wealthy. That's what this administration is about. The powerful, the wealthy, not taking care of average Missourians, not taking care of working people, not taking care of the middle class. This isn't about lifting people up. This is about taking care of the people who are already there.
And the other piece of this also, Claire, is that some people will say, well, we need different types of people in Congress or in the Senate that have different varying types of viewpoints. And it's not just, we want a whole lot of other viewpoints out there. The problem with Jim Talent, it seems, is that there isn't any light between, there's no space between what George Bush wants and what Jim Talent does. We're getting what George Bush wants, not exactly what's best for us, because Jim Talent has given us what George Bush wants.
Yeah, and let me just say, you know, I think that I was really disappointed when I saw on my email this morning that there's a group of African Americans who had gotten together and decided that I deserved an F as it relates to issues in the African American community. You know, the F that we refer to in our advertising is an F that was given to Senator Talent by the NAACP. It wasn't given by people who worked for my campaign. It wasn't given by political operatives. It wasn't given by campaign contributors. It was given by the NAACP, and it was based on his voting record, Liz. He votes with President Bush 94% of the time. That's the facts. He is a very close supporter and ally of President Bush. And all the makeup report cards that political operatives want to put out there, or political contributors, I'll tell you, though, I was confused when I read about this presentation that these people did, and they put out this silly report card saying I've done nothing in the African American community. Well, I am really, I hope people look at my record, that I have, that the things I've worked on and the things I've done over the last 22 years as it relates to the African American community. I have a long and substantial record of standing up and standing up strong for issues that help the community. And
well, Claire, talk to us about some of those issues that you've done, that you've stood up for.
Well, I mean, even back when I first came to the legislature from a white suburban district in Kansas City, I sponsored the legislation to give D.C. voting rights, the District of Columbia. It is wrong that the people that live in the District of Columbia, primarily African American, have not been denied their opportunity to fully participate in our democracy. And as a young 20-something-year-old, I saw the injustice of that. And I sponsored it. In fact, you know, some of the good old boys laughed at me when I sponsored it, and because I thought it was the right thing to do. I led the fight for divestiture of our pension funds in South Africa when we were fighting the fight in South Africa. I have, in fact, worked hard for funding on issues such as drug treatment and prevention programs and healthcare initiatives that try to reach out to people that have needs, healthcare needs in the African American community. I have worked hard on diversity issues, whether it is prosecuting, whether it is doing audits on minority business participation at the state of Missouri, or whether it's how I do my own hiring practices in my own office. The highest ranking officials in my offices, both prosecutor and auditor, have been African American. My deputy at the auditor's office is a lawyer and a CPA who's also African American. When I took over that office, there were no people of color in the auditor's office, none, under Republicans. It was a Republicanly held office when I took it, and we were able to reach out and hire a number of highly qualified professional auditors that are African American. And so I here's the thing that was really confusing to me, Liz, and maybe you can explain this to me. The NAACP gives Jim Talent an F on his report card for the way he has voted in Congress, and they have a press event trying to make up some problems I have, which are not real, and the head of the NAACP in St. Louis is there.
Well, no, I think to be fair, Claire, I think that we need to underscore. We have the most, if the NAACP gave out indictments, if the NAACP charged people with crimes, we would have the most indicted head of the NAACP in the state of Missouri. So the fact that this person that has such a horrible legacy with this NAACP, who has had the NAACP taken away from his charge, I think it speaks volumes of Jim Talent and who he invites to his parties.
Is he still in charge of the NAACP?
I don't think that he is. I don't think that he is. But I know that the history of Harold Crumpton's tenure over the NAACP is one of the worst in the state of Missouri, the city of St. Louis history.
It seems kind of weird to me that his organization is the one on a national basis that analyzes voting records and gives out these report cards so people can get the facts.
But it
seems weird to me that his organization on a national basis would judge Senator Talent's voting record, and then he'd show up at a campaign event for him. I just thought that was strange.
But again, Harold Crumpton has been criticized by the national NAACP more than any other NAACP head in the history of the city of St. Louis. So it's not surprising that they would have the worst at their event. We're going to take another break. We'll take some of your calls as well at 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm talking to Claire McCaskill. This is Liz Brown and the Wake Up Call. Stay with us.
Portion of the Wake Up Call is sponsored by the committee to elect Claire McCaskill and her for a treasurer. Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tahiti Village. Southbound 270 at 44 and Gravoy is a disabled vehicle. The left lane is partially blocked. Westbound 5570 on the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for an accident reported in the center lane. That's going to cause some problems. Eastbound 70 at Bryan and 79. Look for slow traffic there. Northbound 270 at 55 and Marshall Road. It is stop and go. Eastbound 40 from Clarkson through Mason. Look for heavy volume in pockets. Northbound 55 onto the ramp to 270. Look for slow traffic there as well. Eastbound 44 from Bowles through Merrimack River Bridge. Look for slow traffic and all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for heavy volume as well as heavy volume at the King Bridge all the way from the Gravel Pit to Laclede's Landing. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village yet? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples complimentary three-day, two-night hotel in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS. That's 877-57-VEGAS. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Sunny day, high around 80. This evening, mostly clear, warmer with a low around 60. For Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-70s. And Thursday, cooler, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny in the afternoon with a high in the lower 60s. Currently, we have 52 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 53. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hey everybody, this is Scott Cooper. Please join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. right here on WGNU as I brighten your day with my show, Floral Design Inside and Out.
Honey, everything's coming up roses.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
Does your life need to be energized? Are you in need of some direction and clarity? Is it time to make a change?
Tune in to Sort It Out with professional organizers Lori and Claire, Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m., and we'll share with you everything we know from our expertise in organizing, be it life, home, or business, to us motivating and empowering you to go after your dreams and goals.
We are known as the Dynamic Duo, and we can rescue you from your organizing challenges. We want to encourage you to get real with your life and regain control.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
This hour's Wake Up Call is sponsored by the committee to elect Claire McCaskill, Sandra Query, Treasurer.
Baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy, that's so true.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. This morning I am talking to Claire McCaskill. Claire McCaskill is running for the United States Senate seat for the state of Missouri. She's joining us on the line from New York. And, Claire, let me get to a couple of calls here.
Sure.
Martha, you have a question or comment?
Yes, I want to ask Claire, hi. Have you gotten the support of all of the black elected officials in the city of St. Louis? And how about all out in the rural county, and who are the black people, the African-American people that's running your campaign in the city of St. Louis?
Well, we have, I am proud that we have the backing of all the African-American elected officials in St. Louis City and St. Louis County, and we're working very hard in rural communities. You know, people out in rural areas are really suffering from these Medicaid cuts, too. 40% of the people that were cut off Medicaid under the Republicans are actually in rural communities. There are a lot of working poor people in rural Missouri that are really struggling right now. And so we've been spending a lot of time campaigning in rural Missouri in addition to the work we're doing in major metropolitan areas. And we have a number of African Americans working on our campaign. Brandon Davis, in fact, is the political director of the whole campaign. He's not just working in the city of St. Louis or the city of Kansas City. He's in charge of directing the political efforts for the campaign everywhere in the state. And then there's, in fact, I think there's going to be an article in the American next week about all of the African-American staff we have working in St. Louis area. And I'm very proud of the effort that we're making in terms of not just including Liz. There was actually a point in time in my campaign that I went on a radio program and said, we need to hire some people, and please call our office. And we hired a number of people who called in to do canvassing jobs at $9 an hour. And so I try to be very careful that I don't do what many white politicians have done historically, and that is talk a good game, but not deliver in terms of including people, not just in terms of the campaign effort, but in terms of the staff that is paid and the people who are directing our effort.
And one of the things that I talk about on my show frequently, Claire, is the relationship of the Democratic Party with the community of African descent, that the party comes in the weeks before election, and they go into some churches, and they do their thing before the election, and then when the election is over, if they win, black folks don't hear from them. If they lose, black folks don't hear from them. What can you tell the audience in terms of what you have done, what you are doing to get into the communities, and also what is your agenda for the community of African descent once you get elected?
Well, I think that one thing people need to realize is that one of the things that I did is I made sure that that we have the vice chairman of the Democratic Party in the state is Maddie Moore, who is from here in St. Louis, a committee woman in St. Louis City. And we charged her with trying to gather everyone and develop a plan driven by the African-American community as to what more we need to be doing on an ongoing basis, not just at election time, year in, year out, week after week, to encourage young people to get involved in the African-American community, make sure that we're responsive to the needs. And I think that people realize that we've made that effort, and I think it's made a difference. You know, it really what we have to do is step back and really look at what's happening in this country. And what really is happening is this administration, President Bush, with the help of Jim Talent 94% of the time, is all about those people that hang out on Wall Street, that are CEOs of big corporations, that are multimillionaires. And really, it's moving us towards a country where we just have the haves and the have-nots. This is about opportunity. America should be about allowing people to reach that next rung on the ladder. And what we have to do is we have to support public education. We have to make sure that we are taking care of our teachers in terms of training and compensation. We need to make sure that we're not cutting college grants and loans, but rather that we're increasing them. We need to make sure that we're getting business opportunities. I mean business opportunities, making it more streamlined and easier to get small business loans for people who want to be entrepreneurs, to drive the economy. That is probably the most important thing we need to do in the urban communities of America, and particularly in St. Louis and Kansas City, is to empower people to be able to open their businesses and to be able to allow the economy to not be dependent on the largesse of a government program coming in and plopping down every once in a while, but rather being driven by the ability and skill of African-American businessmen and businesswomen who just need the opportunity to get a start. And we've made it complicated for them, and it shouldn't be complicated for them. So there's a long list of things, whether it's health care or public education. Senator Talent, I have a different view of the world. I think that government should provide an opportunity, should provide that next rung on the ladder. And Senator Talent sees government role as taking care with tax cuts for the very, very wealthy and basically saying to people, you know, you're on your own. And we're gonna dry up the middle class in this country if we don't turn this thing back. It's really a problem.
And so in terms of what people can look for, what can people from the community of African descent look for in terms of issues that are going to be addressed. Because if the Republicans maintain their majority in the Senate, there has to be one agenda. And if the Democrats obtain the majority, then there has to be another agenda. Don't you think?
Absolutely. This is about priorities. This is about changing the agenda. When you elect more Democrats, you change the agenda. And frankly, even if we don't get the majority, electing a few more stops some of the bleeding. It stops some of the damage that's being done. Being able to block a cut in college Pell grants, being able to make sure that we increase, if we don't get the majority, we may not be able to increase college Pell grants, but we can stop them from cutting them like they've been doing. We can focus on healthcare in urban areas. I mean, let's get real about healthcare in urban areas, Liz. I mean, we are dangerously close in St. Louis to being in a position that most of the healthcare is being delivered by the emergency room at BJC. And people waiting 9-10 hours to see a doctor there if they don't have a traumatic injury.
So what is
we have got to realize these hospitals in urban areas cannot survive on Medicare reimbursements alone.
So what are you going to do? So look.
Well, we have to provide a reasonable reimbursement for Medicare and Medicaid in urban areas so that hospitals can remain viable economically. And we are now looking, if you look at Forest Park, the hospital, if you look at what's happened historically in the black community with hospitals, there has been really a failure of federal government to realize that there is a crisis in terms of the availability of health care in the black community. And that has to be a priority. And if we have a few more Democrats out there, we will be focusing on health care and college loans and public education and not on tax cuts and torture.
And in terms of the torture bill, what would your position on that be?
I would be following the lead of Senator McCain, who obviously has suffered greatly as a prisoner of war and understands that what we do here, we inflict on our men and women across the world that may be captured. And we do have to have the moral high ground. It's who we are as a nation. And I have, I thought it was, now, Senator Talent likes to talk about that he's a nonpartisan. A nonpartisan are the Republican senators who've stood up to the president on this issue. And there have been a number of them. Senator Talent wasn't one of them.
So are you saying that you would support what, McCain has done? The McCain bill?
I think that the compromise is much better. I think we could still do better than the compromise that's been reached, but I think we're getting there. Obviously, if it hadn't been for Senator Kaine and John Warner, we would have had a situation where, and by the way, they tried to pass a bill, they tried to block a bill that outlawed torture back last year. They were only successful in getting 9 votes. It's interesting when you have a vice president that comes back to lobby Congress for torture.
It's scary. And where was Jim Talent on that?
He actually made noises like he was going to support the torture bill. He ultimately did vote no. But he has supported the president. That's one of those few votes that's in that 6% where he has not voted with the president. But he certainly is completely with the president on everything as it relates to Iraq and the current questions about how we try the military and how we treat people that we have captured.
And, Claire, what is the most important issue to you if you are elected into the United States Senate, when you're elected in the United States Senate, what's the most important issue to you? What's going to be the first thing on your plate?
Boy, that's a hard one. I think it would public education, the appropriate funding of public education, taking care of our schools, taking care of making sure that every kid in America can go to college. That's very, very important to me. But healthcare has to be way up there, Liz. I mean, this is a crisis. And, Jim Talent, he doesn't have to wait 6 months to see a doctor. He doesn't have to wait 10 hours to see a doctor in an emergency room. He has the finest healthcare plan in the world. And I think what happens is people get out there and they get comfortable with what they have. And they don't realize the way people are suffering. And we have got to get busy in this country and address both our public education system and our healthcare system And frankly, I think those two issues, and you know, and making sure that we give opportunity, that it isn't just about the powerful, that it's about empowering people. I mean, that's the difference between our parties. It's whether or not you're going to take care of the powerful or whether or not you're going to empower. And I'm proud to fight to empower people, and I think that needs to be a part of the mix also.
We're going to take a break. I'm talking to Claire McCaskill. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. We'll get back to some more of your questions, calls, and comments.
This hour's portion of the Wake Up Call is sponsored by the committee to elect Claire McCaskill, Denver Quarry Treasurer.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Sponsored by Creve Coeur Cartridge World. Save big, print happy.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger. Defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
Hello, I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes, but really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
This portion of the Wake Up Call is sponsored by the committee to elect Claire McCaskill, Sandra Query, Treasurer.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, and my guest this hour is Claire McCaskill. And Claire, welcome back. Let me get to a caller or two here. You have a question for Claire McCaskill.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. The truth will set you free. Mrs. McCaskill, you need to check out that ad Jim Mattel has run against you where it ends by saying she just tells you what you want to hear. Make sure you check out that ad, Mrs. McCaskill. But Mrs. McCaskill, I'm calling you about Nancy Pelosi. I'm not happy with what's coming out of her mouth. And Ms. Brown, I hope Ms. Brown will explain that to you. She suffers from a woman being abused. The Republicans have drug her out of office. They have slapped her upside her head. They have drug her down the office. They have pushed her down all them steps in Washington. And she gets some time out. We're going to talk about bad parts. I don't like that, Mrs. McCaskill. And don't you cut out that bag, Mrs. McCaskill. Have a nice day.
Thanks for your call. Claire, there are a lot of folks out there that are very concerned about the ability of the Democratic Party to fight back under these circumstances.
Well, you know, I understand that. I would tell everyone that, you know, you got to judge each candidate on their history and what they've actually done and whether or not they've stood up and done the right thing, even when it wasn't easy. And you've got to make up your mind based on our records. And that's all I'm asking. I'm asking people to take a look at Senator Talent's voting record. He's cut Medicaid 19 times. He's voted to cut college Pell grants. He's voted to undermine programs that are helpful to people getting a start, that don't come from money and power. And, you know, that's what I think, and my record in that regard is absolutely perfect. I mean, there's never been a time that I've voted against health care or that I've voted against taking care public education. And so I think people need to look at the differences in our records, and then that will tell you whether or not I'm going to fight. I've been a fighter from day one. Frankly, Liz, I think people listening to me will acknowledge that, you know, I've fought the majority, too, my entire career. I mean, I've been the first way too many times as a woman, and it isn't because somebody patted me on the head and said it was my turn. I've had to fight for my place at the table. I never was given the secret knock to the back room where they were deciding who was going to run and who was going to have power. I've had to go out and fight for it. I've never been the selected candidate, quote-unquote. I mean, this is really the first time in the 22 years I've been serving in public office that I haven't had to fight for a place in terms of even being the nominee. When I ran for auditor, when I ran for prosecutor, when I ran for governor, in every instance, I was fighting, in some regard, the status quo and the powers that be in my party. And fought those fights, I understand how important it is to stand up, even when it's uncomfortable, and do what's right.
One of the things I guess that just from my viewpoint as a woman of African descent, when I see a Jim Talent out here talking about attempting to make a connection between his actions and sickle cell anemia, to me it is very, very problematic. There are some issues on the ballot right now that I believe if somebody was really concerned about or interested in helping people with sickle cell anemia, they would be supportive of, and we don't see that from Jim Talent.
No. You know, we've got stem cell research is really for a cure for sickle cell. And, you know, it is the difference between, you know, somebody just cleaning the windows and somebody cleaning the whole house, in terms of our positions on how we can help find a cure for this a very, very difficult and painful disease. And Senator Talent, the funding is not there for what we need to be doing on sickle cell, and the Republicans have been in charge for a long time, and the funding is not there. I don't care what legislation has been passed, the funding is not there. And at the same time, Senator Talent opposes the stem cell initiative that really is our hope for a cure for sickle cell. So I'm proud that so many people that have that are engaged and involved in fighting this disease are helping me in this campaign, because they know that the real hope lies in this stem cell research that we're going to be passing in November.
Let me get to another caller here. King, you have a question for Claire McCaskill.
Yes, I sure do. I like what you're saying, and I think from your mouth it's coming the words that most people listen to. But if you go talk to a Republican, they'll say that what you're doing is just sponsoring social programs. You're taking the money and putting it in a well that is never going to get full. They use all these terms that socialism and all of that. So how do we talk to a Republican and let them know that you're talking for the people and not for this, what is phantom idea that we're just giving away money to people who don't need it or whatever? Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Well, I think one thing that we can do, frankly, I think your question is a really good question, because one of the ways they've gotten away with it is they've tried to make it look like we're just giving handouts. Frankly, people who say that have never spent any time with people who are working as hard as they can and can't figure out a way to escape the paycheck to paycheck, don't quite have enough to keep the lights on, working as hard as I possibly can with children, taking the bus because I can't afford a car. They've never talked to those people. They don't understand that these are God-loving, hard-working Americans that are living by the rules and nobody needs to tell me that there isn't anybody in America that wants a handout.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Claire. I think that a lot of those people that Jim Talent is fighting for, they want big handouts from government.
Well, that's just it. And that's what I started to say is you're right, Liz. If you look at the handouts that are going on in this country, it is corporate welfare that is reigning supreme right now. It's tax breaks for big oil. It's tax cuts for, doing a prescription drug plan that takes care of big drug companies. It's running an agriculture policy in this country that takes care of big corporate ag instead of family farmers. It's all about giving tax breaks to the most powerful and not about helping people at the bottom end. And the other thing I tell people is it makes fiscal sense. It is responsible to fund Medicaid. And let me tell you why. when people don't have insurance, they go to an emergency room. They get the most expensive health care that we have in this country. Those costs are passed on to the hospital. The hospital then passes those on to insurance companies, who then pass those on in higher premiums to people who have health insurance. All they're doing by cutting Medicaid is driving more people off health insurance. It's a hidden tax increase to those people who have health insurance because they're unwilling to confront the health care needs in this country. It makes fiscal sense to effectively and efficiently deliver health care. We can save money. There's enough money in the pipeline of health care to take care of America. It's just right now too much of it is being diverted into the profits of these big insurance companies and these big oil companies and these big drug companies. Listen to this. This is an amazing thing, Liz. The CEO of United Healthcare, the largest health maintenance insurance company in the country, the CEO of United Healthcare last year took home a $1.6 billion stock option. Now, you don't think something's seriously wrong, that we have people, as far as the eye can see, that are scared to death that their child's going to get sick because they don't have insurance, and we've got a CEO taking home a $1.6 billion paycheck? That is absolutely wrong.
Well, that's an obscenity. It truly is. It's an obscenity. So where do you stand on universal health care?
Well, we've got the first thing we need to do as we move towards a healthcare system where everyone is included. Well, first thing we have to do is reinvigorate community-based, preventative, proactive healthcare centers. And my idea is to staff those with doctors and nurses who have come out of medical school that want some debt relief. Instead of giving a tax break to people who make more than $10 million, let's allow some of our young doctors and nurses that are coming out of school with hundreds and thousands of dollars in debt, let's waive some of those debts and give them a break in order to serve part of their week in a community-based healthcare center where they can do vaccinations, they can fix broken arms, they can look at strep throats, they can make sure that people have their diabetes medication. They can do all kinds of healthcare needs that are being unmet right now, and we're waiting until somebody's really sick to take care of them in an emergency room.
But
we can do that with waivers through the Medicaid, Medicare system. We can do that in a way that's cost-effective and efficient. And I think once we get that under our belt, then we can begin to move towards a system where everyone has health care in America.
Well, because isn't that really the place that we need? We actually, you know, I mean, what you're talking about is fine and it's good and everything. But the problem here is that we are the largest nation in the world that doesn't have universal health care. And shouldn't that really be the thing that every Democrat should be talking about, is getting universal health care for everybody? Then businesses would be able to flourish. People would have that peace of mind that you're talking about, where they don't have to worry about their daughter getting sick and being afraid that you don't have the money to take her to the hospital.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, Liz. And, you know, that is what we need to get done. We need to make sure that every American has health care. We are a rich enough nation to do that. And you know, these guys, they're not even getting health care for our veterans coming home from Iraq. I mean, they have cut the health care program for our veterans. At a time of war, they're cutting the health care benefits for veterans. And so yes, absolutely, we need to move towards that. And by promoting competition, by breaking up some of these silos of profit that we've developed in this country in the healthcare industry, and allowing more open competition and taking care of doctors and nurses in terms of providing them an opportunity to serve in community-based healthcare centers, I think we can do all those things.
And, Claire, you will be back same time, next week?
I will be back same time next week. And my mom, who's 78, she's doing some tours around St. Louis. Watch for the information in your neighborhood. She's serving donut holes.
Okay.
And she's going to be talking about the donut hole and the Medicare coverage. We also, Liz, are going to be doing parties at the RV around St. Louis. Watch for the RV and come over and say hello to us. We're going to be in your neighborhood talking about this campaign, and we want everybody involved.
And the phone number for people that want to get involved?
918-VOTE. 918-8683.
Very good. Claire McCaskill, thank you so much.
Thanks, Liz.
Talk to you next week. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. I will be back in just a few minutes. Stay with me.
The king was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
This hour's program has been sponsored by the Committee to Elect by McCaskill Sandra Query Treasurer.
I remember saying that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, stop resisting.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's easier to fly today. You just have to remember a few rules. Buy your drink after you go through security. And think travel-sized. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
The point of all the rules and regulations, of course, is to ensure the safety of the flying public in light of an increased terror threat. And how are passengers feeling about security?
Well, I think it's about the right level right now. I don't see that there's really not much more that they can do. I mean, if somebody wants to do something, in my opinion, they're going to do it. They're going to find a way around the system.
That frequent flyer is gratified that he can again bring shampoo and mouthwash in his carry-on. 3-ounce containers and clear plastic bags are again allowed. Jim Ryan, ABC News at DFW Airport.
Trying to sell your home? You know it's a buyer's market. Prices are dropping, and there could be more of that. So what do you do? Do you wait it out? Not necessarily, says ABC News financial contributor Melody Hoffman.
Prices are going to continue to go down. This is not something that I would try to time. If you need to sell your house, sell your house.
Well, the median home price now, $225,000. That's down from $229,000. A key figure in the corporate accounting scandals loses his freedom today. Another learns his fate. WorldCom's Bernard Edwards begins 25-year prison sentence, and former Enron chief financial officer Andrew Fastow will be sentenced. He faces 10 years. There's word of even more tragedy linked to the Sago coal mine accident.
The January 2nd Sago mine disaster that killed 11 men has now apparently claimed two more lives. The dispatcher that sent the men into the mine that morning shot himself on August 29th. This past Saturday, the mine's fire boss died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The mine's parent company, International Coal, has continued to offer counseling to its employees since that explosion.
Reporter Larry Bevins. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice accuses former President Clinton of leaving no comprehensive plan to fight al-Qaeda in a New York Post interview. She disputes some comments that Clinton recently made. ABC News.
You're in luck. Two tickets on the 45-yard line.
Great. We'll take them.
Last ones.
Are these exactly on the 45?
Actually, the 46.
What side?
Home.
How close to the restrooms?
Pretty close.
What if everything came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage and 24-hour roadside assistance.
How wide are these seats?
Let me check. Next.
See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Kohl's all-day doorbuster sale starts at 8 a.m. this Wednesday. I'm here with Georgia, top fashion stylist, who loves to score a great deal as much as I do. Georgia!
So true, especially this sale where you can get fall fashion must-haves at the start of the season.
Like?
Fitted feminine Victorian blouses and those amazing crisp graphic patterns on dresses and bedwear. Very modern, very now.
Very 40 to 50% off on fashion for you and your home at Kohl's all-day doorbuster sale this Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
The price of gas is down a few more cents. The national average now, $2.38 a gallon. It's a side effect of an over-the-counter medicine that few would complain about. It could prevent heart attacks, as ABC's Donna Rapallo.
Preliminary results in this latest study from Japan's National Cardiovascular Center show that drugs like Pepcid, used to treat heartburn and acid reflux, might fight heart failure. It seems the same chemical reaction allowing stomach acid to cause heartburn and create ulcers also damages diseased hearts. And like antacid relieves the heartburn, it could could also slow down chronic heart problems. Still, doctors say more tests must be done before recommending the drug to heart failure patients. Donna Rapato, ABC News.
Well, you know a lot about Tyshawn. He was the panda cub who was born not too long ago at the National Zoo in Washington. In fact, you heard about his birthday party a few months back. Now we're learning a little more about the cub that was born at Zoo Atlanta this month. It's a girl, and while you can't get a live look at her, you can keep up with her progress on the zoo's online panda cam. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, Overland Mayor Ann Persner is still ordering police to remove opponents from city council meetings. It happened again last night in spite of Persner's promise to propose a new policy for handling dissenters. The council meeting of September 11th never actually started because of disputes over Persner's handling of comments by residents who oppose her. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt will address community and civic leaders in St. Louis today. Blunt will reveal the list of communities selected to participate in the DREAM initiative at the Governor's Council on Economic Development luncheon this afternoon. Reportedly, 98 cities have applied for the Downtown Revitalization and Economic Assistance for Missouri program. The 6 to 10 cities selected will be marked for state assistance to revitalize their downtown areas. They will remain dream communities for 3 years. Finally, this hour, there are some changes taking place at Lambert Airport today. Charter flights and Midwest Connect are moving from the East Terminal to the Main Terminal. Lambert spokesperson Shirley Wall says it's important to get this information out there.
We don't want any confusion, and we don't want to inconvenience travelers any more than necessary, so we want to get the word out to let them know that all of the charter carriers from the East Terminal will be operating from the Main Terminal effective Tuesday. And this is only a temporary move. It's not permanent at all.
The move is necessary for the airport to complete renovations to the federal inspections area. The project is expected to be finished next May. Airlines impacted by the move include Champion Air, Midwest Connect, Ryan International, and USA 3000 Airlines. This WGNU News report is brought to you by Centrum. When it comes to multivitamins, it's not just the number of ingredients, but how they interact that counts. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients to bring out their full potential. Centrum is balanced and complete. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Southbound 270 at 44, a graveloid disabled vehicle left lane is blocked and is slowing near Doherty Ferry. Mossette Lane and 255 over in the east side. Look for an overturned truck that has the roadway shut down in the northbound, westbound direction only. Southbound 270 at Big Bend. Look for an accident there. Right lane is blocked. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road and 79. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Big Bend. Look for stop and go traffic going on there. Northbound 55 at Union and Bayless. Look for some sun glare to creating some traffic damage there. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and New Florissant. Look for heavy volume in pockets. And eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley. Look for sun glare causing some stop and go. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect delays at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurant. Start your day with a cup of McDonald's Fresh Brewed Premium Roast Coffee. Add a warm, fresh-made breakfast sandwich and bring your morning into life-affirming focus. Wake up and smell your life. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, look forward to sunny skies, high around 80 this evening, warmer, mostly clear, low in the mid-60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-70s. And Thursday, cooler, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day, but the high will only be in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 52 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 53. Stay tuned now. It's time for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget that if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And also, don't forget that I'm going to do some bookkeeping matters here every Saturday at 9 a.m. The address is 1020 North Taylor. We gather, the International Urban Institute, we gather to address the political environment that we find ourselves in. It is something that we must do as a community, and it's something that it is necessary that we do as a community, and it is something that if we don't do as a community, we're going to have a whole lot of things that we have to, other things we need to address. So join us every Saturday at the International Urban Institute, 1020 North Taylor. The time is 9 a.m. And in the next few minutes, we're going to be having a conversation. We're going to be joining our friends at ConnectCare, and we're going to be talking about something that I was reading an article the other day talking about how smoking is increasing amongst our young people. That kids are smoking, starting to smoke earlier, and the type of cigarettes that are being targeted towards our youth are the cigarettes that are deadlier. So we really have to address this issue, talk about this issue of, okay,
We know people are smoking. How do we get them to stop? How do we get businesses to stop? How do we involve ourselves in a, what's the word I'm looking for, cessation program? We're going to talk with our friends at Connect Care to find out how exactly we do that. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back with Nico Farmer, Clinical Coordinator, and Rosetta Keaton, Community Service Coordinator, both for Connect Care. Stay with us.
This is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you're balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost, no obligation. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832.
Brethren, I wish above all things ye prosper and be in good health, even as the soul prospers.
Join Minister Ernest Greenlee, Miss Daisy, and Doc Brown every Tuesday evening at 8, beginning September 12th, for the Pastor's Hour to Empower here on AM 920 WGNU. Learn about real solutions to real issues. What is wealth without good health? What is good health without wealth? Learn how none should suffer lack. That's the Pastor's Hour to Empower, 8 to 9 every Tuesday evening, beginning September 12th, on AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world and behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Thanks, Howard, for that. A change gonna come. We're gonna talk about a change coming. We're gonna talk about, hopefully, folks trying to make some changes in their life. We're gonna talk about stopping smoking, cessation of smoking. And to facilitate that conversation, I have joining me in the studio Nico Farmer. She's a clinical coordinator at Connect Care, and Rosetta Keaton, community service coordinator at Connect Care. And welcome, both of you.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
And one of the things that I would like to talk about is what is smoking cessation. Is this something new in the workplace? Is this something, a different way to approach people smoking?
Well, actually, smoking cessation has been around for a while, though perhaps not as successful as most people would have thought. Mm-hmm. So now with the new program, well, it's not new. It's better than a year old. The Freedom from Smoking program through the American Lung, they're offering an element that's called EASE, employer-assisted smoking cessation.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is built to offer this on your lunch breaks and things like that if your company wants to sponsor it.
And Rosetta, why is this, what are the benefits for a business to engage in a program like this? Why would a business want to do this?
I think a business would want to do this simply to provide better health conditions for the employees. Smoking is so hazardous to our health that any environment that you can improve is going to be better, not just for the employees, but also for our patients, people who visit, our visitors, whomever come in contact with the geographical area that is Connect Care, or any organization. I'm using Connect Care because that's us.
Mm-hmm.
But any organization would benefit by providing better health benefits. We know that smoking is bad for your heart, it's bad for your lungs, it's bad for your breathing, period. And anytime you can lessen the smoke in an environment, you are having an opportunity to better your health.
Quitting smoking is not an easy thing, is it?
No.
I mean, you were a smoker once, and you stopped?
I was a smoker for many, many years. I never say how many years because people start adding and subtracting.
I understand.
And I'm still a little vain.
Uh-huh.
So, actually, I did smoke for over, I can't tell you, over 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And smoking was not the easiest thing to stop doing. And to quit smoking causes different amounts of trauma, anxiety, and stress on different people. So you can never, ever say how a person is going to react from withdrawing from nicotine, because nicotine is a drug.
And I'm looking at at one of the pamphlets here that you have, and I'm looking at the question of deciding first whether or not you are addicted to cigarettes, because, like you said, cigarettes is a drug. And I want to run through these questions because they're interesting ones to me. One, do you smoke your first cigarette within 30 minutes of waking up in the morning? That's one question. Do you smoke 20 cigarettes, one pack or more each day? At times when you can't smoke or haven't got any cigarettes, do you feel a craving for one? Four, is it tough for you to keep from smoking for more than a few hours? Five, when you are sick enough to stay in bed, do you still smoke? Wow.
And that's true.
Wow.
That's true. You cough and you smoke. Isn't that terrible to want something that bad?
That you're still sick in bed. You can't. You're too sick to eat. You're too sick to even sometimes to even to get up and go to the bathroom, but you got a cigarette.
What about being on oxygen and
still
smoking
a
cigarette?
And I do you wonder, Howard, you smoked for 23 years? Wow. Wow.
I quit cold turkey, too.
Wow. How did you quit, Rosetta?
I may be typical and I may not be typical. I just quit. I quit cold turkey. I decided that I didn't want to smoke anymore because I was searching the trash can one night in the rain. It was raining and I wanted a cigarette and I didn't want to go out in the rain to get one. It was about 11:30 or 11:45 at night. And so I was looking through the trash. I'd never done that before. Because I always bought cartons of cigarettes so you didn't run out.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason I didn't this time. And I was searching through the trash in my kitchen looking for a cigarette butt. This is a gross story, but it's true. And I couldn't find it. I mean, there was gook all in my hands. I was still looking for this cigarette butt. And I was so repulsed by me that I still went out in the rain and bought some cigarettes. But when I came, I thought about that the whole time I was doing it, and I said, I'm not doing this anymore. I smoked one cigarette out of the pack, put the pack on my computer stand, and there it sits today.
Mm.
And I'm a 5-year reformer. I've not smoked now for 5 years, and I will never smoke again. Not that I don't have a desire to smoke. I still taste cigarettes every now and then, and they taste wonderful in my mind, but I still in my mind, heart, and soul don't want to smoke, so I will never smoke again.
Howard, how long have you not been smoking?
I quit in 2001. And that was after, actually it was 25 years. I was counting it up, so it's been, I've smoked well over half my life.
Wow. Wow. Well, Nico, talk to us about how businesses start a program, because Howard and Rosetta, are they typical or are they atypical of the people that quit smoking?
They are typical. Smokers are unique. Group of people. Some can quit cold turkey. Some have several failed attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as a business getting started, if they have enough employees willing, because this program operates on a group mentality, you need the group to help you mm-hmm. get through it. If they have, we ask that it be 8 to 10 people, then we can start a class there and we can come in and facilitate their quitting program.
Whenever people have to do something like this, whether it's losing weight or quitting smoking, something that is very difficult and ingrained in the habit of who you are, people always have explanations for why it can't be done. And one of the things that some people who smoke say as a reason that it can't be done is that, I'll gain weight if I stop smoking. So, you know, I might as well keep on smoking. At least I'll be thin. What do you say to that? I mean, can you address some of the other myths out there that and considerations that people make about whether or not they want to start on this path of non-smoking?
Sure. Well, one of the unique things about this program is that it helps you understand the reasons why it's so hard to quit. Some say it's because of weight gain, when actually, yes, it's weight gain, but it's a bit more than that. It's the habits associated with that. You're used to putting your hands to your mouth several times a day. You're used to having that soothing, comforting feeling. So, yes, when you quit smoking, you're going to want to do something with your hand. You're going to want that soothing feeling.
And there are people that gain weight because they eat food for emotional reasons. They are emotional eaters. Is that kind of like what's going on with the whole addiction too? And the change over from cigarettes to something else to fill that emotional piece?
Yes, it's two things they need to keep in mind. It's finding a new way to cope with whatever that emotion is that causes you to smoke. And also, it's an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And most smokers hate to hear it, but smoking is an addiction. So oftentimes, you trade one bad habit for another.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that they have to consider. And failing is part of quitting. Every attempt is not successful the first time, but it takes a true trooper to keep trying to quit.
Smoking relaxes me.
Exactly.
Folks say that.
It does. Smoking does relax you. It may not say it in the books. It may not be a part of anybody's therapy discussions, but smoking does relax you. I smoke to relax.
But
it wasn't emotion. It wasn't stressful, because I have a thing about stress and things that you use to personally
mm-hmm.
when to help cope with stress. I think that it may not help when you use artificial means to help cope with stress. But I did use cigarette smoking for relaxation.
But I'm looking at the book, though, Nico, here. The book says that smoking actually increases your heartbeat and your blood pressure. So is it a real relaxation, or is it just something in your head that you're telling yourself that, okay, I'm chilling now. I'm sitting back in my chair. I've got my feet up, and I've got a cigarette in my hand, and I'm chilling. What's your body saying?
Your body's saying that, no, I'm more excited, because the nicotine does cause you to be more excitable.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we can make our mind believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it goes
exactly.
back to what's in your head. What do you make yourself believe? And smokers will say, oh, it calms me. Well, that's what you're trained to associate this feeling with. Oh,
yes,
I'm calm.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually...
Biologically, that ain't what happened.
Not at all.
that's not what's happening under the skin, okay? Dimitri, you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a comment to make. I think this is a great idea to talk about non-smoking. I quit cold turkey. And the reason for that
Dimitri, is... Dimitri, wait a minute. Wait, I just got to stop you for a second, because some of our listeners may not know that you are a strict vegetarian. You don't eat fish. You don't eat meat. Now you're going to tell me that you were a smoker. Isn't that something?
I was a smoker, and I wanted to tell you why, how I quit.
How'd you do that?
I developed a cough after I was smoking 3 packs of Pall Mall cigarettes a day.
Oh.
And I developed a cough. I went to the doctor, and the doctor showed me the picture of what the inside of my lungs would look like if I continued. And it was completely covered with black.
Hold on for a second, Dimitri. We're going to take a break, but I want you to stay with us, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. This is Liz Brown. We're talking to our friends at ConnectCare, Nico Farmer, the clinical coordinator, and Rosetta Keaton, the community service coordinator. We're talking about smoking cessation programs and how can you get your business to do this? How can you do this? We'll be back. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurant. Southbound 270 at 44 in Gravois. Disabled vehicle, left lane's blocked. Traffic slowing near Doherty Ferry. Mousset Lane at 255. Look for an overturned vehicle. That roadway has been shut down in westbound direction only. That's over on the east side. Eastbound 44 at 270. Look for an accident on the right shoulder. Southbound 170 at North Hanley. Look for an accident. The traffic is backed up through 270. Southbound 270 at 55. Look for a disabled vehicle. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79. Heavy volume there and all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect delays at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurant. Start with a cup of McDonald's fresh brewed premium roast coffee. Add a warm, fresh made breakfast sandwich and bring your morning into life affirming focus. Wake up with a smile and wake up and smell your life. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Sunny with a high around 80 today. Mostly clear, warmer with a low around 60 for this evening. Partly cloudy with a high in the mid-70s for Wednesday and Thursday. Cooler, mostly cloudy in the morning. Partly sunny by the afternoon with a high in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 53 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 56. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk17.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after a $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk17.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk17.com. That's letstalk17.com.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Land with the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
And we're the hosts of Let's Get Wealthy, investing in more ways than one.
We'll discuss home ownership as a means to build wealth, create positive personal finances, stabilize our neighborhoods, and acquire the American dream.
Tune into our show, Let's Get Wealthy, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. to get some food for thought during your lunch hour. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Huh.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, and you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with every day that passes by.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This morning I am having a conversation with my good friends from Connect Care, and we're having a discussion about stopping smoking cessation programs. I'm joined this morning by Rosetta Keaton, Community Service Coordinator, and Nico Farmer. She's a clinical coordinator at Connect Care. Welcome back. And we have a former smoker on the line and talking to us about how he quit smoking. Dimitri, welcome back.
Liz, as I was saying, I was a three-pack-a-day smoker, and I developed a cough. So I went to the doctor, and he showed me pictures of what the inside of my lungs would look like. And he told me that even if I stopped smoking today at that time, that my lungs, it would take 15 years for all that tar to be taken away from my lungs.
Mm.
And I think, and to attest to the fact that I did this 40 years ago, and that I became a vegetarian at the same time.
Oh.
I'm 85 years old, and I'm on my way to work again today, and I work a full day, 12 hours.
Wow.
And so I just want to say that genetics may play a part in it, but if you help it along by having good health program for yourself, you can live a long life, and it doesn't have to be an invalid at the end. You can still be active right till the end.
Dimitri, thank you so much for that.
Okay, you're welcome, Liz, and thank you, guests, for bringing this subject up.
Very good. And, you know, when you hear a story like that, what comes to your mind, Rosetta?
You go, guy. I think that's wonderful. I think that's encouragement for all of us who have stopped smoking. And I had a terrible experience when I quit smoking. I actually thought I was about to die because I developed these respiratory issues. And I was sick with respiratory issues for about a year and a half, and I'd never had them before. Some of the explanations were that I was coughing up tar or whatever was in my lungs. And
your lungs just cleaning themselves out.
Yeah, I guess that's basically what it was. Mm-hmm. But it was an awful cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
It was an awful cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And that may have helped me to decide I would never smoke again.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever want to go through that again. And they couldn't convince me that I would not have those problems forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you now that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, this is the first year since I quit smoking, the first full year since I quit smoking, that I don't use any type of inhalants and I don't use anything to help me breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed I'm breathing on my own. I'm a big girl now.
And Nico, let's talk about the cessation program, because not every business can start one, but you at Connect Care are going to offer this to folks out there that want to participate. Explain how that works.
Okay. We also offer in-house classes, and we will be offering one at the end of the month of October. We'll start another class. And we just have people who have a bona fide commitment to stopping smoking to come in, and it's an hour and a half class where they work through some of their reasonings for smoking. They identify triggers, and we help them become successful as non-smokers. And we offer that again in-house at St. Louis Connect Care.
And one of the things that, I love about the human body, it's regenerative capabilities, because if you stop smoking and you keep stop smoking, you give your lungs an opportunity to heal themselves.
Yeah. Yes. And in the class, we teach you how the benefits of quitting smoking outside of the obvious. We have you make a list of why you want to stop smoking. Is it that you want to play with your grandchildren? Do you want to play with your children? And things, simple things like that are quite the motivator for those people really ready to quit. But then when you stop, there are immediate benefits of quitting.
Like what?
Within the first 20 minutes, your blood pressure drops to normal. You're getting rid of that nicotine in your system. Your pulse rate drops. The body temperature of your hand and feet increases to normal, because if you notice, most people who smoke for a while have those cold hands and cold feet, because the vessels in those parts of the body are so small, those are the ones that are affected most.
So what else happens to the body?
In about 8 hours, carbon monoxide level in the blood drops to normal, and oxygen level in the blood increases to normal. So you're already ready to breathe better.
Mm-hmm.
In a couple of days, nerve endings start to regrow, believe it or not.
Mm.
The ability to smell and taste is enhanced.
Mm.
This may be one of the reasons why people are more tempted to eat, because now the food that they used to be able to say no, thank you, it smells good.
Mm-hmm.
You can smell the gravy on those potatoes now.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, that's actually a benefit to stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefits just go on and on the longer that you quit smoking. In 10 years, the lung cancer death is similar to that of a non-smoker. So there is hope. Yes, you will always know that you smoke, but there are long-lasting benefits once you quit.
And I think that, and maybe this is, I don't know, to people that are out there that are smoking or people that are considering smoking, talk to us about what it is that you're actually putting in your mouth. Because I think that people really, really need to know what this thing that they're lighting up and putting inside of their mouth and sucking up down into their lungs, what are they? Are we talking about 2 ingredients? Are we talking about 5 ingredients, 10 ingredients? What are we talking about?
We're talking about more than 4,000 ingredients.
How could that possibly be in a little itty-bitty teeny cigarette? 4,000 ingredients that you are sucking down into your lungs.
And you're also giving it out in secondhand smoke. Let me briefly tell you a little story. The huge tobacco leaves, I went to school in the South, and you could see the Philip Morris Field for miles.
Mm-hmm.
And they take those leaves and they dry them out in the sun. And out in the field, there are God's creatures. There are rats, rodents, bugs, flies, you name it. They land on
rabbits.
Rabbits, okay. And they house themselves in these leaves. So when the grinders come and these leaves have to be gathered and ground, they're grinding up these animals and insects into these leaves.
The insects I'm not tripping on right now. Right now I'm thinking about a rat.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about mice. And I'm thinking about rabbits. When this machine comes and they're not human beings that are picking up these leaves and shaking them off in the field and then putting them in another machine and grinding them up. There's just a machine going across the field, picking up the leaves and whatever else is on top of those leaves and grinding all of that up.
Yes. And as you know, with any kind of body, be it a rodent, an animal, anything, it's ground up. After a while, it's going to start to stink. So they have to put chemicals on it to kind of subdue that smell. They use chemicals such as formaldehyde, a preservative. They use things such as ammonium that lessens the smell of rancid meat. So these are all things, and the chemical list of ingredients grow because they have to add one thing to subdue the smell of another
thing.
Wait
a minute. There is formaldehyde in cigarettes?
Yes, there is formaldehyde in cigarettes. There is arsenic, argon, carbon monoxide. There's, oh my goodness, urethane, methane, mercury.
4,000 ingredients.
Yes. Some are meant to subdue a smell, to kill a smell, to potentiate that soothing effect that you get.
And that's one of the things that is fascinating to me about cigarettes. Now tell me if this is true. The menthol goes into your lungs and numbs your lungs so that you have the ability to draw the smoke in deeper, because the burning sensation is one of those nature's way of saying, okay, don't do this anymore. But the menthol says, cool, just draw it down as deep as you can get it.
Exactly, and that's one of the reasons why smokers don't realize they cough until they're done. Till they quit smoking, because now they don't have these ingredients to numb their lungs.
Wow. Wow. 1-877-920-W. 4,000 ingredients.
More than 4,000.
More than 4,000. And that includes dead rats. And those ingredients don't include dead rats.
Correct.
Okay. So there's a whole lot more than 4,000 ingredients in there. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning, Mrs. Brown.
Good morning.
And good morning to the sir. I just wanted to say, it's a compliment, really. It's not a question. I would like to say this, that the only way that you can stop people, if cigarette smoking is so deadly and it's killing people like they say, how come they don't stop making them? You know, it's all right to tell me, well, it's your fault. You understand? You should do something about it. But once a person get addicted to anything, this is why they call it you are hooked. You are hooked on drugs or alcohol.
Okay, and we've got to take a break. We're gonna address some of that. I guess that's why it's so important to have this program directed at kids, isn't it? Because this stuff is so addictive and it's legal.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And they're adding more nicotine, I understand. I've heard that on some place.
1-877-920-WGNU. This morning we're having a conversation with our friends from ConnectCare, Nico Farmer, Clinical Coordinator, and Rosetta Keaton, a Community Service Coordinator. We're talking about smoking cessation programs at ConnectCare, how you can become part of it, why you should become a part of it. Rats, think of rats. Think of smoking rats. This is Liz Brown. We'll be back. Stay with us.
ConnectCare, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs, Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
You are so funny. The music that you're hearing bringing us in is from Waiting to Exhale. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are talking this morning with our friends from Connect Care, Nico Farmer, Clinical Coordinator, and Rosetta Keaton, Community Service Coordinator. And we're talking about smoking. We're talking about cessation of smoking programs and what they have going on at Connect Care. And Rosetta, what's the number people can call to get involved in the smoking cessation program going on at Connect Care?
If people are interested in getting more information about the classes that we're holding, they can call 879-6231, 879-6231, and we will be more than happy to talk about the classes that we have and how you enroll and when we're going to be starting.
All right. And I wonder sometimes if we have, if we're to a point, because the last caller was raising the question of why do we still have it if it's so harmful. And Nico, you and I had the conversation off the air that it makes a whole lot of money for businesses. But the other part of it is that has society become so entwined in this from the perspective of states have tons and tons of tax money now attached to a pack of cigarettes. So if we got rid of a pack of cigarettes, states would be losing their income. You know, and that's another thing that we find ourselves in as we try to look at this. Let me get to some of our callers here. Ethel.
Hello.
Ethel.
Good morning. Rosetta, and to your other guests, this is Ethel Scoggin. And I think that's a great program that you have. However, I just want to give a little testimony about me. September 1981, I decided to quit. I was smoking two packs a day.
Wow.
And chest pains, couldn't walk up the stairs, and it scared me. So I said, well, okay, I'm going to have to do something about this. I decided to quit. Cold turkey. I had cigarettes left. I threw them away, and it was difficult, but I hung in there. And so it's been 1981. However, my sister was diagnosed in October of 81 with lung cancer from smoking.
Mm.
And she died 8 months later. So
wow.
It was like, okay. So you have to be determined to do this. People say you're going to lose weight. I didn't lose weight because I would exercise every day. So I didn't lose weight.
You mean you didn't gain weight?
I wouldn't gain weight,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe I am the exception to the rule, but it's determination all in your mind, and I just want to share that with you.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
And again, Nico, I just want to underscore that a lot of people can't go cold turkey. Some people definitely need a program, and it's wonderful if you can do the cold turkey piece. But tell us again some of the things that they get when they come and to Connect Care and participate in your smoking cessation program.
You not only get a facilitator, you get a buddy, you get a support group. We're the ones who help you through in those times when you don't think you can go on without that cigarette. And we do understand that for so long that cigarette has been your crutch. So we're not there to judge. We're here to make you a better you.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us at any hour with the program. Once you start it and you identify when you're going to be weak, you know what your triggers are. We're there for you. Your buddy is there for you because the goal is to help you come to the point where quitting is a realistic goal. When
mm-hmm.
you start out, you may feel overwhelmed. But we're there to make sure that you do quit. Or if you fail, we're there to pick you up, dust you off, and help you start again.
And that phone number again, Rosetta?
The phone number again is 879-6231.
879-6231. Renee, good morning.
Hi. I just wanted to say this is a great program. I wish it was some kind of way it could get into the elementary schools. I, for one, I smoked my first cigarette at 12 and my last one at 12. And what happened was my mother gave me 50 cents when she caught me smoking the one cigarette, made me go out and buy a pack of cigarettes. It was 50 cents then. And I had to sit there and smoke the entire pack one after another. And since then, I have just been the advocate of not smoking, and I'm 40-plus years old. So this is a great – and had my mother not done that, I thought it was horrible at the time because I couldn't breathe and I thought I was being cute with my cigarette. I would probably be smoking now, but because she's done that, I'm not a smoker, and glad that my children, I have an 18-year-old, he's not a smoker. I have one older than that, he's not smoking. My spouse doesn't smoke. I don't even like to be around nobody that smokes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, if there's anything that you can talk about on the air where we can get this into the schools, it would be great. Thanks for accepting my call.
Thank you, Renee. And I remember when I was in college, because I saw these glamorous, what I thought were glamorous pictures of my mom mm-hmm. when she was in college, you know, back in the day with where they had the photographer come to the table and take the pictures. Mm-hmm. She was there with her girlfriends with her little cigarette in her hand, and all the boys had cigarettes in her hand. Now, my mama didn't smoke. She just put the cigarettes in for the picture. I always thought it was a really cool thing, so I would practice smoking in front of the mirror, you know, and holding my cigarette and all of that. But I always got sick. So, I didn't smoke because it made me sick.
Oh, yeah. Smoking does make you sick.
And but getting back to the cool factor, that is a concern. A lot of people do that cool factor thing. Why is that? I mean,
I think that's how I actually started. And I was in high school when I started. And I think it was because it was cool. It looks so cool.
Why is that, though? Because I fell for it, too. I thought it would look cool.
Because the media. Uh-huh. Because of the media.
There you go.
The media.
There you go.
The media, I remember 20 years ago, the media, everybody smoked a cigarette, and it was pretty cool. I mean, if you were going to be a rough, tough guy.
Did Betty Davis make a movie where she wasn't smoking?
Nah, and Betty Davis is still cool.
You know?
You know, we watch her in the classics today, and she's still cool. Although I must say, every time I see them pass, I watched the movie last night, as a matter of fact, where this couple could no longer be together for many, many reasons. And they shared cigarettes. That was something that happened between them. And at the end of the movie, he said, well, can we share a cigarette? So he lit two cigarettes, and he gave her one. And because they could no longer be romantically involved physically, they blew smoke in each other's face.
See, now that is twisted. That is totally twisted to make cigarette smoking sound that intimate.
Yeah.
And sound that connective and sound that okay.
Yeah, I went like, oh my God.
You know, can't you share a donut? I mean, can't you do something that is not quite as bad as that? But I think you're right. I think that it is the media telling us all the time, every day, that it is cool.
Now, imagine if they showed that woman how she'll really look in 20 years.
There you go.
With overdone wrinkles.
That's right, and wrinkles around her mouth and yellow hands and all. And coughing. And going to the doctor because she can't walk and can't breathe. Okay? Let's get to some of our other callers here. Coco. Coco.
Oh, yes. Liz.
Mm-hmm.
So, that nicotine is nothing but a poison.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the other poisons that they add to them because, see, what they do, they enhance those nicotine things in order to make people more addicted to them. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And they're secret ingredients, Coco. We know of 4,000-plus rats. We know those ingredients. But they're also secret ingredients that they don't have to tell us because of patent reasons.
Right. And you see, and it's a form of, it's another form of genocide because people, when they smoke those cigarettes, they don't know what kind of health damages that it's doing. It's a lot of these diseases that people have, and they don't understand the community, the medical community don't know what's causing it. It's because of those cigarettes, I believe.
Now, all right. Thank you, Coco. Got to get to my other callers. Thank you so much. And Dodge.
Hey, how's it going, Liz? I was listening to your, I guess, show, and also, too, what gets people in smoking is the psychological addiction, too. And that's one thing they have to break. And I've known people to have who were diagnosed with lung cancer and emphysema, and then they kept smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they went to their grave smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's dangerous. And I once had a friend of mine years ago when I lived in St. Louis. I'll never forget this. He had a dad, his father had smoked for 30 years, he quit for 10, and he still got lung cancer and died.
Mm, there
and,
you go. And I got to go. That's got to be the last word. Thank you, Doc. One of the things that we haven't talked about as part of the way that people stop smoking are some of the nicotine chewing gum, the patches that are out there. Do you all talk about that as part of the cessation program? Do you give people choices like that?
We do. We try and offer any support we can to help that person get to the end stage of being a quitter.
Mm-hmm.
Be it the patch, be it the gum, there are also medications that they can take to help. So, yes, we do offer it.
So, again, where can people, what number can people call to get involved with the program at ConnectCare, the smoking cessation program?
It's 879-6231.
879-6231. 879-6231. One more quick call here. Kevin.
Yes, I want to know if anybody ever caught cancer or anything from smoking marijuana. You have a nice day.
I don't have an answer for that.
They don't study it because it is an uncontrolled substance, so the jury is still out.
Okay, very good. I want to thank you both, Nico and Rosetta. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And to our wonderful friends at ConnectCare, again, the number here for people, if you want to be part of this program, is 879-6231. This is Liz Brown. I'm taking a break. Stay with me. I'll be back.
People who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albiner, and that is the sound of some happy passengers at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. These air travelers are happier these days because they don't have to ditch their bottled water or their soft drink before they board their flight if they buy the drink after they go through security. And in their carry-on bags, they may have small amounts of lotion, shampoo, or other toiletries for the first time in weeks. Think travel size.
We went shopping for 3-ounce bottles, and we were able to find lots of toiletries and sample sizes that are 3 ounces or smaller. You can go smaller. And we were also able to find 3-ounce bottles that are pretty standard, sold with duck kits that you can put your own shampoo and conditioner and so forth into.
That's ABC News consumer correspondent Elizabeth Leamy. President Bush meets with his Afghan counterpart today at the White House. Their get-together comes just hours after a suicide bombing today in southern Afghanistan killed 18 people. Tens of thousands of soldiers have been told they're staying in Iraq, or if they're home, they're going back sooner than expected. It's one way the Pentagon is trying to beef up the troop numbers there.
ABC News has learned that the Army's top brass believe the nation's military is undermanned. They've been talking about it for weeks and reportedly agree that 60,000 more troops would take them to a more acceptable level of readiness. It's not yet a formal request or even a recommendation. The cost of beefing up the Army, $7 billion a year.
ABC's Luis Schiavone in Washington. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says former President Clinton left no comprehensive plan to fight al-Qaeda. Rice also disputes Mr. Clinton's contention that the Bush administration did not pursue bin Laden until after the September 11th attacks. A couple major corporate corruption figures in the news today. Former WorldCom CEO Bernard Ebbers begins a 25-year prison sentence. Former Enron CFO Andrew Fastow will be sentenced. He could get 10 years in prison. ABC News Money Scope, the Dow up 15 points, NASDAQ down 3. This is ABC News.
You're in luck. He'll take us on the 45-yard line.
Great. We'll take them. Last ones.
Are these exactly on the 45?
Actually, the 46.
What sock?
Home.
How close to the restrooms?
Pretty close.
What if everything came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage and 24-hour roadside assistance.
How wide are these seats?
Let me check. Next.
See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Kohl's all-day doorbuster sale starts at 8 a.m. this Wednesday. I'm here with Georgia, top fashion stylist, who loves to score a great deal as much as I do. Georgia!
So true, especially this sale where you can get fall fashion must-haves at the start of the season.
Like?
Fitted feminine Victorian blouses and those amazing crisp graphic patterns on dresses and bedwear. Very modern, very now.
Very 40 to 50% off on fashion for you and your home at Kohl's all-day doorbuster sale this Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
You know, it can be scary how much kids know about computers, especially even very young ones. Here's ABC Stumrivers.
For just three, young Jack is nimble, Jack is quick on the keyboard, that is. And when the youngster saw a sleek convertible on the British eBay site, he simply couldn't resist.
Jumped on the chair, gone straight in, and found this page and bought it now.
The next time his mother Rachel logged on, she found she had shelled out $17,000 for a pink sports car. As for Jack, he loved the lines more than the color.
No, I red car.
I knew straight away it was Jack. Just horrified.
But seeing the funny side, the amused seller declared the bid void. He'll now be relisting it. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Yahoo is giving its employees the holidays off, whether they want it or not. The search engine is closing for the final week of the year. It's a cost-cutting measure, so anyone who wants to get paid during that time has to take their vacation. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, Missouri Governor Matt Blunt is spending part of his day today in storm-devastated Perry County. Blunt will take a helicopter tour of areas damaged Friday by tornadoes, hail, and flooding. He'll then meet with local officials in heavily hit Crosstown. The governor declared a state of emergency in 11 counties in Missouri as a result of the weekend storms. Federal disaster management authorities visited the area yesterday. A former congressman is responding to recent statements made by former President Bill Clinton. J.C. Watt says Clinton's behavior on Fox News Sunday was probably just out of frustration.
Are there some things that I think President Clinton could have done? Yes. Did he make some mistakes? Yes. But you know, if you ask anybody today, are there things that George Bush could have done? We always say yes. Has George Bush made mistakes? Yes.
The former president was asked by Chris Wallace why he hadn't worked harder to find Osama bin Laden during his presidency. Finally this hour, the Cardinals' lead in the NL Central has been whittled down to 2.5 games after falling to the Padres last night 6-5. The Astros won their sixth in a row yesterday to keep the Redbirds' magic number at 5. Cincinnati is also still alive, just 3.5 games behind the Cards. The Padres' Mike Piazza bounced a go-ahead RBI single in the seventh inning to account for the eventual game-winning run. The Cardinals did receive a highlight when Jim Edmonds hit a game-tying 3-run homer in his first appearance since August 26 due to post-concussion syndrome. Brad Thompson suffered the loss to drop to 1-2. This WGNU News report is brought to you by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village yet? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples complimentary 3 days, 2 nights hotel in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS, 877-57-VEGAS. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's. Southbound 270 at Ledoux and 40. Look for an accident. Right lane's blocked in both directions. 44 at Wellington Court and Macklin. There's construction with lanes closed. Actually, two lanes closed. Actually, there's a number of construction sites going on around the St. Louis metropolitan area as well as the St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and Metro East. So just use caution as you roll through those work zones. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge are probably delayed this hour at the last morning commute. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. McDonald's Premium New Roast Coffee. It's not just gourmet, it's better. Taste it for yourself. Get a free small coffee during Free Coffee Mondays. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday for today. Sunny skies, high around 80 this evening. Warmer, mostly clear with a low around 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-70s. And Thursday, cooler, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon. A high only in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 56 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 56 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, come to listen. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, come to listen. To you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. Say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, help me, sister.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to, welcome back to the wake up call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Yesterday on the show, we played some clips from Bill Clinton's interview on Fox. Now, this will show you. Who drives the interest of America? Fox News Network has had George W. Bush on it before. Chris Wallace has interviewed George W. Bush. He's interviewed Dick Cheney. He's interviewed lots of folks. But what was the show that was the highest rated show that Fox has ever done? Was a show where they interviewed Bill Clinton. YouTube said that the interview, and it's in three parts on YouTube, 1.2 million people went to YouTube yesterday to listen to. And that's just YouTube. That doesn't count going to other people's website who have the YouTube piece on there. I don't know if YouTube gets a count for every time that happens. But 1.2 million people went to YouTube to watch the exchange with Bill Clinton. And what is interesting is that Condoleezza Rice, what's the song that's coming to mind? Bill Clinton said that he did more on his watch than they did in 8 months in George W. Bush. What's the song that's coming to mind? Stand by your man, baby. Stand by your man, because Condi is coming out, claws extended. Don't you talk about my man. Condoleezza Rice accused Bill Clinton of leaving no comprehensive plan to fight al-Qaeda. What we did in the 8 months was at least as aggressive as what the Clinton administration did in the preceding years. At least as aggressive. The notion that, here's what Bill Clinton said. The difference between in me and some, including all the right-wingers that are attacking me now, is that they ridiculed me for trying. They had months, they had 8 months to try. They did not try. Condoleezza Rice defended her man and disputed his assessment. The notion somehow for 8 months that the Bush administration sat around and didn't do anything is just flatly false. And I think the 9/11 Commission says that. Sweetie, when you're given an opportunity to explain, give us one example of something that you've done, that you did in the 8 months that Bill Clinton was talking about, to direct us to that big, thick 9/11 book. Oh, sweetie, you can do better than that. If you did lots and lots of things, why didn't you name one? Maybe because you were sitting around. Everybody knows that you all said that terrorism wasn't on our list of things to do. And you all were too busy going to the cowboy parties. Y'all were too busy dancing the happy dance in the aisles. Y'all were too busy having secret meetings with energy companies in the White House. Y'all were too busy trying to consolidate your power. Y'all were too busy acting smug. Y'all were too busy slapping yourself on the back in the first 8 months. Y'all hadn't even finished getting your party on. So no, you didn't do anything about terrorism. We saw the memo that you were shown. And you ignored it. And if you did something specific in that 8 month period that Bill Clinton is talking about, name it. Say the name. Name the case. Give the example. There's nothing in the 9/11 report that says that you all did anything in that 8 month period. And the reason why you're directing us to the 9/11 Commission report is because you ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing. And you know how the proof of that? Condoleezza Rice said, I don't think that this is a very fruitful discussion. The 9/11 Commission has turned over every rock, and we know what they said. End of discussion. No, sweetie, it's not. Guarantee you it's not. I'll be back. Stay with me.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I've found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 877-652-7793. That's 877-652-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds. Those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work, to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-652-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Oh.
OJ Photo Supply, a standard of quality service since 1970. 8338 Olive. Cameras, digital cameras, photo restorations. What's the best film for my camera? OJ Photo Supply can answer your questions. OJ Photo Supply, 8338 Olive, 991-5550. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
All my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot. Don't forget where you got. Looking back, looking back, looking back, looking back, looking back. You know it's hot. Don't forget what you got. Looking back, looking back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name, my name, my name. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have a lot to talk about. Gene, good morning.
Well, good morning, Liz.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree 100% with Bill Clinton's statement that he had given to Chris Wallace during the interview about him not finding Bin Laden or not doing anything about it. And all I can say is go, Bill, go. I think that the Democrats need to take the issue of terrorism away from, like the Republicans said, that dog doesn't have any teeth, so he can't bite. And they're running a horse too many times, the issue of terrorism, and I think they ran it the last time.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. The truth of the matter is this. You've got to recognize that you're not going to be given any breaks in fighting this battle. But that doesn't mean that you stop fighting or you attempt to be like those that you're fighting against. I mean, I'm looking at this article that came out of I guess it's on the Yahoo News. And just the words that they choose to set this, to tee this story up about Condoleezza Rice responding to Bill Clinton. Now, mind you, Condoleezza Rice has never been the president of anything and never will be the president of the United States. So let's be clear about that. She's talking about a former president. So generally speaking, the lines of protocol should slow her roll on some of the stuff that she says, but it doesn't. It doesn't. Democrats need to understand that and embrace that you're in a fight with people that fight dirty. The goal should not be to change your behavior so that people that fight dirty don't hit you as hard. Because people that fight dirty will kick you when you down and kick you when you standing up. You know, they don't care. They don't care. You know, assuming the submissive posture only makes them kick you easier and harder. know, so y'all need to understand. And again, this article at Yahoo News teased this up. It says, Condoleezza Rice challenges Bill Clinton on his terror record. But yet when they talk about Hillary Clinton's response, Hillary defends her husband. You see what they're saying? Condoleezza Rice challenges Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton defends her husband. When it's really the other way around, it's Condoleezza Rice defending her husband. Truth be told. So you got to understand that you're not going to have the media on your side in the way that you would want them on your side. Okay. Okay. So we don't have them. So you then go to places where other media. Internet's driving the media. The internet is driving the media. Why do you suppose that the Fox News Network, that people don't watch for real, got so many people to watch when Bill Clinton was on there? Because finally, people were saying, okay, we have an even match here. At least what appears to be an even match. We have a right-wing news entity against a middle-of-the-road Democrat who actually can string words together with periods and commas and doesn't go to sound bites. And will give you, I mean, what I thought was fascinating about the response of Chris Wallace to Bill Clinton's response to the question is, well, we don't want you to talk all this. You don't need to go that far out to explain. The heck I don't. If you are going to do a soundbite on me about Black Hawk Down, and then you're going to tell me that I can't go back to Black Hawk Down and explain what happened, you need to shut up. And that's why 1.2 million people went to YouTube and watched that interview again and again and again and again. And one more again. If the media were smart, they would really have real, robust exchanges from people. But the problem for the Republicans is this. Their positions are set up on houses of straw. You know, I mean, they're easy to take down if they don't get to turn the mic off. They don't get to run home to their mama and then make obscene phone calls to women like Bill O'Reilly while he's busy being a predator for women. He's putting out children's books about virtues. And every time that Bill O'Reilly is on a stage where he can't turn off the mic, he pouts and leaves. What does that tell you? Lois.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Hey, I got a couple of comments about Iraq and the Iraqi people.
Sure.
They're very similar to the people in the United States. And that's why I think that it is a crime that our boys is over there dying for nothing. And let me explain. Here in the United States, we got three different races. The American Indian, which is the original people, and we have the white race and the black race, okay?
What about Hispanic folks and Asian folks?
I mean, in the United States. All right. That's true. Okay, but I was kind of thinking the original people. But, yeah. But in Iraq, you have three different sections of three different races of people, too, that is united by one religion, Islam. You have the Kurds in the north, and you have the Sunnis, and you have the Shiites. And they have a history of hating each other. They have a history of destroying one another, similar to the history of the American. You know, the whites have a history of destroying the Indians and the blacks. And there's hatred there. And there's hatred over there.
Hatred on whose part? I don't think that there's,
everybody.
I don't think that there's a history of hatred.
I mean, in America?
I don't think that there is a history of Native American hatred of white people.
Oh, I disagree.
I don't think that because, but I don't think so.
I've talked to them and I've lived around them. Oh, boy. Maybe not as hatred, maybe that's a very strong word, but a deep, deep resentment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just listening to.
There's a far cry between saying that you hate a race of people and you hate the things that those people have done to you. And therein lies the difference. I think there is a distinction between a group of people going to a continent and dehumanizing so that you remove somebody from the human existence and have a hatred against these dehumanized people and another people that are responding to what has been inflicted upon them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that that's hatred.
What do you think it is?
I think that there is a great deal of fury. There is a great deal of rage.
Okay.
There is a great deal of anger at a people who would do that to another people. There is a great deal of hatred of the acts of genocide that
right.
have been committed against them, but not of a people.
Well, not of a people, I agree, but of the government
mm-hmm.
that
has... Fair enough. Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's not of a people. But that's not a people.
Race. You're right. Okay.
That's not a people.
That was too generalized. I really didn't mean like hating the whole race of people.
Mm-hmm.
But the government that did this to another people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of dislike there. Okay, I'll put it that way. And that's the same in Iraq. You know, the Kurds and the Shiites have been brutalized and destroyed and killed by the Sunni, the ruling party, which is in the minority. So there's a lot of dislike among the people over there, and that's why they're in the civil war. And I don't care what this government said, there is a civil war over there, and I truly believe that this government went over there with intention to get that started so they can start killing up each other. You know, this is my conspiracy thought, you know.
And I don't know, Lois. I think that they thought it was going to be a quick in and out, and they would be able to occupy that country. They would be able to use the occupation as proof of the success of George Bush's political philosophy mm-hmm. and his ability to get things done. That's why they had the banner saying mission accomplished,
mm-hmm.
because they wanted something to be able to show the world that, see, when I do stuff, it works. It hasn't turned out that way for them. I don't think that they mean for this to turn into a civil war at all, because you don't get a political win out of that.
And you know why? It's because they really didn't do their homework. They didn't know the deep history of those people. Those fighting and the history and the hatred of those each other is in the Bible.
Thanks for your call.
The Old Testament.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you're balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost, no obligation. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen, letting you know my show will be on every Thursday from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Yeah, I'll make you think. You may find yourself saying, oh my God, it burns, it burns. It only hurt for a minute. See you then.
Everything the engineer would move. One day the engineer wanted a bite to eat. He let the monkey sitting on the...
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Bob.
Good morning, Miss Liz.
Good morning.
I'm going to make a prediction, and then I got a small comment. My prediction is that the BDs listening to you every day, and they're saying to themselves, Liz, imagine this, around the water fountain at work. Hey, Mac, how you doing? Did you hear Liz this morning? Yeah, she was right again. And they know that the thing that you're saying is right. And I think that they listen to your show because the stuff that Bush hired from them, you let out. They're scared to call because they're saying this lady's right again. They're giving each other five. That's one of my points. My other point is that, Liz, can you imagine being in your bunker, shells going over your head? I'm an ex-Marine Corps. Shells going over your head. Every day you're looking at your watch, and they got something called getting short. And when you get short, that means it's almost time out. Well, imagine you getting almost your time out, and you just celebrate, you call it home, telling your wife, get ready, and Bush calls and says you got to do another year.
Yeah. How about this, Bob? You're not lying on your bunker. You're not listening to bombs going overhead because you've been shipped over to Alaska because you're getting ready to be processed through to take that plane to get back to the continental United States. And then they tell you, you know what, no, you're not going home. Turn around, go get back on the plane. We're shipping you back out to Iraq. Imagine that.
Liz, I never done drugs, but that would probably make me start either that or suicide. Because who would want to go through this again, Liz? You every day you go on. Like I said, I was in the Marine Corps, but I've been through none of this stuff. But every day you're saying, oh, I'm getting shorter and shorter. And now you're at the point, and Bush says you can't go because nobody else is signing up. Army just said on the news, it's hard to get people to sign up now. I'm sorry.
And you're absolutely right. And the other psychological piece of this is that the way that you can make it through is knowing when you're going to get out. And now when they're snatching people, when they're in Alaska, they're going through the process of getting out in Alaska, and they're bringing them back, people in their mind, soldiers in their mind, cannot wrap their mind around any kind of end date. How do you psychologically go through? There's no reason to look at your watch. There's no reason to look at the calendar. There's no reason to get up in the morning because you don't know when you're getting out of there.
Liz, that's my main point. So you know death probably is upon you. The way the lunatic guy that we got in the White House who doesn't care, he wouldn't send that Israelis over there. So now you got to think, I'm probably going to die.
Or that they're trying to kill me, that they don't care.
My goodness.
That they don't care. I mean, the psychological weight, the psychological devastation of not knowing when you're going to get out of Iraq, or if you have your date that you're supposed to leave, the messed up stuff that's going on in your head, thinking, well, they say I'm leaving on June 1st, but I probably won't be leaving on June 1st because they can always pull me back in. That's madness.
Right.
And if you're not, like you said, if you're not doing drugs, I certainly would not be surprised to see people doing it because of that.
Because of that. And, you know, Hugo Chavez is right. Let me just real quick because you got to move on. He said, see, in the Bible, the devil said that I know God's going to end my life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take everybody down with me. What Bush is doing is it's not him out there. So he's getting rid of everybody before he leaves the house. That's what Chavez meant. That's the devil.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. If you want to get up, you need to do so and get to me at 1-877-920-WGNU.
Good. Good morning, Miss Liz Brown.
Brother Al, good morning.
You know what, Liz, I just heard you talking to that young man. I think I'd have to start back to drinking whiskey, smoking dope, and I'm going to be damn mad, Liz. I'm going to be very angry when I come back home, and I don't want to hear about my drugs and my alcohol use being illegal, because what he's doing to the military is definitely illegal, and I'm going to make my prediction now, Liz. They call it a backdoor draft. They're getting ready to reintroduce the draft through the front door. But, Liz, I hate to change the subject, but, you know, I told you once before I wouldn't bring it up no more. But Ameron is coming after, Ameron Electric is coming after you with a 15% to 17% increase for the cost of fuel. You remember I told you once before, since you're not a native of St. Louis or Missouri, they built the Callaway nuclear plant for the same reason, to offset the cost of fuel. We built the Transy Energy plant back in the 70s on First and Gasconade, is still down there, to sell them our trash so they could use that for the power of the plants. It's still there, Liz. And, you know, we have that Chain of Rocks Island where we take our trash and they grind it up and they ship back the methane gas across the river. You know, I keep telling you, they'll keep selling you the same things over and over again. Old fogies like me, they want us to die out, Liz. So be careful of this 17 or 15% increase for the cost of fuel that Ameren wants to put on us. I'm not saying they're a bad company, and I know they are due some type of increase, but when they keep selling us the same peak elephant all over again, I don't know how you ever get your kids or your grandkids to understand and keep their eyes open. You have a good day, Liz.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, that was a very informative talk you had with the senator this morning, you know, the senator-elect this morning, and she hit the nail right on the head. We can, you know, say this for sure. You know, the Republican administration, well, the Republican Party and this administration in particular aren't very people-friendly. And right now, you know, with this cut that she said was made in the form of, you know, in the field of education and, you know, higher education for our young and everything, it can only point to one thing. Now, you know, with without a child or someone, you know, going to college, what other alternative are they going to look at? And that being the military, because that's going to be one area where they're going to offer them, you know, a college education if they go through this. So what they're doing here is, you know, a psychological thing. I mean, you know, and it's a deadly psychological thing. They're cutting off avenues of opportunity for people to have no other choice but to look in this area and subsequently build this giant war machine to go and around the world and just, you know, take literally, you know, what they want. It's really a dangerous game that's being played right now. And like the brother was talking about earlier about, you know, how a lot of, you know, soldiers are just becoming disenchanted with, you know, what they're hearing. Now, well, you know, I'm on short time here. I'm going to be out of here and so-and-so. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get your order saying you got to go back. Or you got to redeploy. You know what? You know, this is really, really critical. And, you know, the senator, you know, elect this morning, she was really, really on point this morning with a lot of things that she said. Why would we vote for someone that has been like 97% of the time in the president's pocket?
That's a fact.
Yes.
That's a fact.
Thank you, Liz. You have a great day.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up, get to me. We have business to tend to. You're on a wake-up call.
Yes, Liz.
Yes.
Your program is great.
concerning smoking and this and that. I've really enjoyed it very much. Liz, to put it cut and dry, and I'm not going to be afraid to say so, do you remember Mission Impossible?
Yes, I do.
It was a TV series, right?
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say it. I believe that the United States government brought down, do you believe in intrusion, setting bombs in buildings that they want to bring down? The United States government brought down the towers of 9/11 in order to justify the war. I believe it. This government broke down the towers.
All right. Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this. Stay with me.
I'm Donna Gamash.
And I'm Carrie Silverstock.
Join us every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for Make It Happen Stories on Women Inspiring Women.
Right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Want to help local charities and not-for-profit groups? Want to have a great time doing it? Then head down to Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey in Tular this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. for a party on the patio. Every week, a different organization receives a portion of the proceeds and all the tips that their volunteer service can bring in. There's a featured drink each week, free hors d'oeuvres, and live music. Summer fun and helping others has never been so easy. Party on the patio with Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey all summer long. This week's party benefits kids in the middle.
Hey everybody, this is Scott Cooper. Stay tuned for my show, Floral Design Inside and Out, coming up next on WGNU. Honey, everything's coming
up roses. Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
No, baby,
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. On the front page of today's USA Today, there's an interesting story that has found its way into an editorial in the Wall Street Journal. And one of the things that I think one of the things that the story does is bring to the forefront a discussion that I think that we should be having. We live in a nation that is full of extraordinary contradictions, seeming contradictions. We have an epidemic of obesity facing our children, facing our country. And yet and still we have, when we show models walking down the runway, when we show what the ideal is, when they show what the ideal is, they show these super inhumanly thin women whose bodies look more like either pre-adolescent girls or post-adolescent boys. How do you reconcile those things, that we have a country that is has an epidemic of obesity, and yet magazine after magazine shows these inhuman women as the ideal? And there's a front page story in USA Today: do thin models warp girls' body image? It's my understanding, I may have this story a little wrong, but there was a fashion show in Madrid, and they said that this fashion show banned overly thin models. They said that they wanted to project beauty and health. Models had to be within a healthy weight range. That means that a 5'9" woman would need to weigh at least 125 pounds. How sick is that? That women are 5'9" weighing less than 125 pounds. Officials in India, Britain, and Milan have also said that they have concerns about these super skinny, these lollipop head fashion models out here. The reason why they call them lollipop heads, and you see women that are movie stars with these same lollipop heads. That means that their head is bigger. Just picture what a lollipop looks like. You can't lose weight in your skull. Okay, your skull is going to be the same size that it is. And when you lose a whole lot of weight, when you lose an extraordinary amount of weight, your body looks like a lollipop. You got this big old head and this little stick of a body. That's not how you're supposed to be. We have these disordered eating. I mean, they've created a new word for it: disordered eating. What does that include? It includes frequent dieting, anorexia nervosa, self-starvation, bulimia, binge and purge. And the article on the front page of the USA Today talks about where young girls get their body images. And some countries are doing something about it. Most runway models are ages 14 to 19. Did you know that? I didn't know they were that young. 14 years old to 19. The average age is 16 to 17. 5'10" to 5'11", and they average 120 to 124 pounds. If we get a girl that is bigger than a 4, she's not going to fit into the clothes. And what is a size 4? A size 4 is a bust of 32 inches to 33 inches, a waist of 24 inches to 25 inches, and hips at 35. They said that clothes look better on thin people. The fabric hangs better. What is the cost of this? And one of the reasons they say that some of the runway models look so thin is because they are teens who haven't developed their curves yet. You do see some models on the runway looking like she should go from the fashion show to the hospital. But the problem is that they're supposed to be policing them sizes. Guess what the average size of the American, or women in general? 14, at least by women in the U.S., size 14. Size 14, okay, the model size is a bust 32 and a half inches. Size 14 is 38 and a half inches. The waist of a model is 24 to 25. The size 14 is 31 to 32. Hips of 35 on a size 4. Size 14, 42. There is a disconnect between the reality on the ground and what also, I mean, there's a disconnect. How do we say, what do you tell young girls? When every magazine they look at tells them and there are more magazines out now than there have ever been in this country. There are more photographs. People have access to more photographs about people than they've ever had in the history of the world, from the internet to camera phones, to video phones, to television, 24-hour-a-day television, modeling shows. Who wants to be a supermodel? Do you know that Tyra Banks, who I think is a very pretty woman, has a nice size? She has a model's body. Do you know that her handlers or her people on her television show, the people that are controlling her television show, has said that she needs to lose weight, that Tyra Banks needs to lose weight on her show? Ain't that some stuff? That Tyra Banks needs to lose weight. That's the pressure that's put on women, successful women. Successful woman. There is no question that younger girls are getting the message that they have to be skinny. They said that they have done studies and seen studies in grade school girls in grade one, where girls think the culture is telling them that they should model themselves after celebrities who are svelte, beautiful, and sexy. And the girls that have the highest self-esteem, they looked at 6,000 girls ages 10 and older and found that those that were exposed to the most fashion magazines were the ones that were most likely to suffer from poor body images. And we look back at the world, what the world has said. When you look back and throughout the ages, different times have had different ideals for feminine beauty. I mean, when you look, even you don't even have to go back to ancient Africa to look at what went for beauty. You can go back to black and white television and look at the size of that. Do you know that? And this is the most extraordinary quote that I've ever read, and it made me not like this person. What is the name? Elizabeth Hurley. You know, the model, the one that was with Hugh Grant when Hugh Grant did his thing with you know what I'm talking about, the world's oldest profession. Elizabeth Hurley said, if I had a body like Marilyn Monroe, I would kill myself. That made me stop liking her. I mean, not that I liked her, but it made me dislike her. What, are you crazy? Marilyn Monroe was a size, anywhere between a size 8 and a size 12. And Elizabeth Hurley said, and it was a quote, I used it in my class. She said, if I had a body like Marilyn Monroe, I would kill myself. She's just too fat. She was too fat. Brother Mac.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning. I'm outstanding.
Well, Miss Brown, it's like this. If we would not allow our eyes to be focused on those things that adversely influence our thinking, then we would get back to those real sensory things. Number one, the average man that looks at a woman, he sees the curves or whatever it is that attracts him physically or whatever to her. Then, number one, he needs to be thinking about, okay, I like what I see. Now let's sit down and talk and see if I like what I hear and get on that mind. Because the bottom line is, when a person's been married after a while or a person, you know, as they mature, so to speak, your body changes. And so I think that what has happened as our children and people have been bombarded so much with the imagery of what they should think about another person of the other sex, to the point to where they believe that.
Mm.
And so they get away from what is truly natural. And the most important thing to me is what's in that head.
Back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Mac. Listen, folks, I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, stay strong.
Splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.